I'm here with Michelle Mitchell, Clinical Marketing Liaison from Glacier Hills Care and Rehabilitation Center. Thanks for joining us this morning, Michelle.
It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Michelle, that's quite a mouthful. That's a pretty big title. Tell us how you ended up with it. What's your background?
Well, ultimately, I have a bachelor's in social work, and this was kind of a collaborative effort with the executive director at my facility that we wanted to approach people in the hospitals that were looking to come to a care and rehab center and give them some personalized support within the hospital setting. So therefore, I'm out representing our facility in the hospitals, meeting the prospective patients and providing supportive services as well as putting our name out there. So it's a clinical marketing liaison.
In addition to talking with clients in hospitals, what other experience do you bring to your role at Glacier Hills?
I have a lot of experience and time spent with life enrichment programming as well as social work. The two fit nicely together because with social work, there's a lot of supportive emotional support as well as providing families with knowledge, where life enrichment also provides roles of supportive therapy in nature. They fit together nicely in a way to provide either families and patients or both with support and stimulation with activities.
Michelle, you mentioned life enrichment. What exactly is that?
Life enrichment is a new term often used for what a lot of people know as activities. And life enrichment has been used as that term so that people can truly see the importance and the necessity for those types of programs within a facility setting.
It's what it gives you. It enriches your life.
Exactly. And it gives a little more, I believe, a bit of a professional term to it, as well as truly what it is.
What's your approach to life enrichment with residents and your families?
It's truly a holistic approach. We want to be very person-centered, getting to know each one of our individual residents and what might make them unique, what their personalities are, what it is that they like to do, maybe what they don't like to do. It helps us get to know them better, oftentimes even, especially if they have a dementia or a form of a cognition deficit. Therefore, knowing a lot of their background will help us provide really quality programming for them.
Are your families hesitant to ever come and visit their family members?
Oftentimes they are, for many different reasons. The one thing that a lot of families find difficult is, especially with a resident that has some memory care deficits, they oftentimes will think that their loved one won't remember them. It's harder sometimes for that family member than it is for the resident to have that visit. The family member is aware that their loved one doesn't remember them. So oftentimes it's a difficult thing to do. And so if given the tools and given some ideas, the families feel more comfortable and have a more positive interaction.
So the life enrichment basically is facilitating a meaningful visit.
Exactly.
Our guest is Michelle Mitchell from Glacier Hills. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Michelle, when you talk about a meaningful visit, what do you mean?
We're talking about truly looking at that person and seeing the human being that they've always been. They've lived long, valuable lives. And just because they're in a skilled nursing setting, that doesn't discount the adult that they are, the meaningful contribution that they've given to their community and their families. So we want to try to continue to stress their importance in our world and in our community. So we can find many different ways of doing that within our setting at the facility.
What's the importance of visiting someone in a rehab, nursing center, memory care center?
Well, there's so many positive influences from visiting someone. It can continue connections with family, continue familiarity with family, loved ones, friends, continues a connection with the community that the person feels that sometimes they've lost. It also can ward off depression. It can ward off people feeling isolated and left alone. And it also just helps increase their mental and physical stimulation, which is very important for folks that maybe their bodies are deteriorating or their cognition is deteriorating. To be stimulated by a variety of people from different aspects of their life is extremely beneficial in maintaining their quality of life.
Even if they maybe don't remember the person.
Right. Again, they may not remember that person. Depends on where they're at and their level of dementia. they may recognize that person, and the familiarity continues. So therefore, they see that face. They may not know the name or know who goes to that face, but they know it's somebody they enjoy seeing.
I'll bet that's got to be really hard for some of your families when they walk in and a family member doesn't recognize them in the beginning when they first start going to visit them at your facility. What types of things do you work with on the families and express to them to help them cope with that?
Well, this is a disease that oftentimes it's a mourning and a loss for the families. Although the resident certainly has their issues to deal with, oftentimes they forget. And so therefore the family is the one that's left with the mourning and the loss of that person that they once knew. So we try to let the families know that that's extremely normal to feel that way, that they're not a bad person for feeling that way. And then we try to give them some tools that will help their visits be more positive and have more positive interactions and more meaningful experience for both of them.
But that's really very helpful for your families. It almost seems like you're, because of when you're meeting the resident, you're meeting them basically where they're at in the process of their sickness or their disease, because you didn't know them before.
Right. Well, and that's something that we tell our families a whole lot, to try to help them feel a little more comfortable with where they're at with those feelings. I will often tell them, I'm meeting your loved one for the first time. I'm not mourning the loss of my father or my sister or a cousin. This person, I'm meeting them where they're at. You're mourning the loss of the person that you once knew. For instance, say that it was your mother. And I'm getting to know her for the very first time at the level that she's at. So I'm at an advantage to a point, but you're at a point where you're really mourning the loss of that person and the person that you loved. And so you have to form a new connection and a new way to find meaning and significance in your interactions.
Michelle, what do you do if you walk into a loved one's room when you go to visit them and they're sleeping?
Well, normal etiquette doesn't apply here. We often want people to go ahead and gently arouse the folks that might be sleeping. Oftentimes, they may be sleeping because they're bored or they haven't been stimulated in the last couple minutes. And so, therefore, it's pretty easy to kind of just doze off. They have a lot of time to get rest throughout the day and, you know, get good night's rest throughout the night. So we really encourage people to just gently get at eye level with them, whether they're laying in their bed or sitting in a wheelchair, to come down and be at eye level and then gently touch them, caress an arm, caress their leg, and gently wake them up. And oftentimes, the minute those eyes open, a smile comes with it.
And they're not startled by approaching
them that way.
Right,
definitely.
And you're not telling them an hour later, I'm sorry you missed your daughter visiting because you were sleeping.
Exactly. We would hate for people to miss out on that opportunity.
How does someone start off on the right foot? How do they initiate that positive interaction?
Well, your body language and your facial expressions have everything to do with the beginning of a good positive visit. If you go in there with the feeling that this is not going to be good, I know mom's not going to remember me, it's going to be very difficult to start off on the right foot. If you will come in and make your eye contact, a big smile, and introduce yourself, don't assume that they already know who you are, then that starts it out more on a positive note, not on that negative.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Michelle Mitchell from Glacier Hills Care and Rehabilitation Center. Michelle, what are some of the misconceptions about people living in long-term care or memory care?
Most often we hear everybody thinks everyone is deaf. I actually have a very strong voice. I've always had a strong voice, and oftentimes residents will look at me and say, honey, I'm not deaf. And it's not that I'm trying to talk loud because I don't think they can hear me, but I'm a naturally somewhat loud person. But not everyone is deaf. So you start with your normal tone voice, and if you watch for facial expressions from the person you're visiting, then you determine whether maybe they're having difficulty hearing you. The other thing is that oftentimes death is a taboo subject. A lot of people don't want to approach that subject.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it.
No, they don't want to talk about it. They're uncomfortable with it. They don't. It's kind of the elephant in the room. I have a really special story that I share, a personal story about my grandmother, who just passed away October 31st of this past year. And I know that it's something that created an extremely special bond for her and I, because everybody in my family was really uncomfortable talking to her about her death. She was 95 years old. We knew that inevitably that was going to be coming. And I was able to really have some meaningful discussions with her.
Michelle, what are some good visiting ideas?
There are so many different things that you can do with your loved one that's in a nursing facility. There are reminiscing type ideas. Oftentimes with memory loss, people need things to stimulate their memory. So looking through old photo albums and looking through, if in my case, boxes of photos and telling them who they are. Don't assume that they just will figure out who somebody is. Oftentimes sets up a negative interaction. So just, remember, this is Uncle Tom, okay, and this is Aunt Jenny.
Describe all the photos to them. Okay.
Right.
Well,
right.
What about a pet? What about bringing a pet?
Well, first and foremost, we would advise anybody to check and see what the facility policy is on pets or food even. A lot of those specialized things, certain facilities have policies and procedures on those. We personally love to encourage people to bring pets and food in, given they've checked with the nurses.
So Glacier Hills, it's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
What should I do, Michelle, if the person I'm going to visit starts to cry when I get there?
And that scares a lot of people. If they cry, it's okay. It's not necessarily a negative thing. Crying is a release of emotions. And that person maybe was holding and bottling something in. And you were a person that was able to help them release that emotion. And maybe in the long run, they were better after a good cry. Be there, support them, let them know that they're safe, let them know that you love them. And be a shoulder if you can to cry on. And that's okay.
How long should you stay and visit?
There is no amount of time that is the perfect amount of time for visiting. For some folks, 15 minutes is great, and that is a meaningful visit, and that works for the both of them. People sometimes feel bad if they don't stay an hour. It's not necessary to stay an hour. If you have that time and that works well for your loved one, then great. But if you only have that 10 or 15 minutes, that's okay too.
And Michelle, how can people get in contact with you?
I can be contacted at my office phone number, which is 734-929-6779, or I can be reached by email, micmit@glacierhills.org.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Michelle. It was really good information that I know we could all use.
I believe it's extremely vital information, and I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.